Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end.
Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. And all eyes in Australia, Jeremy tells me, will be attending the first test of the five-day test between Australia and England for the Ashes tournament victory. Jeremy, remind Ashes, what's it based upon?
Yes, John. Now, this is a sanctimonious, I guess you could say, competition between England and Australia. And it's a competition of cricket, but it's actually a competition of nationality and nationhood, I guess you could say, because the Ashes series started in the mid-1800s when Australia was only a small colony of England, but we were a very vocal colony of England and saying that we were always better than the Brits. Well, the Brits kind of called us out on it, and we had this cricket game back in the mid-1800s, which was supposed to be a cricket game where the Brits would win, and basically we would be shown to be just terrible convicts and colonialists, and we'd go on our way and be quiet forevermore. However, John, we happened to win that game by quite a large margin, to a point where the British were so upset by it that they burnt basically the stump of the original cricket bales in that game, so the stump being the sticks that you try and knock down with the ball to get somebody out. And then the Australian team collected it and basically put it into an urn and said, hey, if you want to come back and, you know, try again, England, you can do so, but we'll basically play for the Ashes. So the Ashes themselves are actually the original bales from the original game, and it's a competition now that happens every 18 months between England and Australia just to prove who's the better cricketing team. So, but the reality is, the underlying thing is really, you know, Australian, Brits and Aussies, who's the best there? So this Ashes series, John, is one that we're waiting to see, because every Ashes series, we love to watch it. It's more than the cricket, I guess you could say, but because we're both such cricket-mad nations, the cricket is just a phenomenal way to show, I guess, who's the better nation.
England has been trash-talking for several weeks, but there's a detail here. England has entirely adopted a style called bazball. What is that, Jeremy?
This is incredible, John. Bazball is a very aggressive batting style. And I should, I guess, to remind people that cricket itself is a very conservative game, because you play over several days, which means you're hitting hundreds of balls, you're bowling hundreds of balls down, and you're fielding for hours on end. Typically, what the game entails is that both sides take a very, I guess, marathon-like approach. So you'll hit fairly conservatively. You won't try and hit the ball over the fence every single time. You try and judge what the bowler is going to do, and sort of you'll let some balls go past, and you'll try and just, I guess you could say, save your energy so that you have energy for the entire 5 days. But what the Brits figured out, and what they figured out during the first Ashes last year, was that if you employ a very aggressive tactic, which they've called bazball, based on the fact that it was one of their team coaches, Barry, who actually identified and invented it, you could actually throw the other cricketing side off kilter. And because what the other cricketing side is expecting is a very marathon approach to the game, basically a very slow start. But if you hit aggressively, you bounce, you get the balls over the fence, which means you get 6 runs instantly very, very early on. The other side is left scrambling to do the same and to try and basically get more runs than you. And by doing that, you actually throw the other side off their original tactics, which would have been, I guess you could say, a long burn, and potentially throw them into disarray and disorder. Now, what we saw with bazball basically coming out of the Ashes series against Australia, so I must say too that bazball was not used during that last Ashes series. It was actually caused by the last Ashes series, because the Australia team had employed an actual aggressive stance in their very first game, and the Brits saw how effective that was in some ways, but also saw they couldn't counter it. But what has happened since is, after that Ashes game and bazball's testing period, I guess you could say, over the last 18 months, is that the British have proven that it can work in most conditions, except when the other side employs it against the British and against anybody else who's using bazball. So I guess in this case, John, you can't fight fire with fire. You can't fight bazball with bazball. So, for example, the English side brings bazball out straight away, so very aggressive batting, very aggressive bowling, and then we do the same. What will happen is, initially, both sides should theoretically be almost on par for a draw for that entire time. But then the side that will win will be the side that has the most energy and the most endurance, I guess you could say. And right now, it looks hopefully, and I could say that as an Australian, the Australian side has basically set itself up with a lot of endurance players. So players who could basically, you know, do a very quick surge to start with, but last a long time. And that's where the question is right now, John. Can England do the same? Because they have some older players there who might be able to, you know, play the first couple of days fairly strong. But if they try and employ Bazball for the entire time, this is where it will get exciting. We don't know if it's going to work. So this is a new era in cricket, I guess you could say.
It's taking place in England, and the phenomenon of Australia watching Bazball, watching Ashes, does everything stop, Jeremy? Because let me see, this would be in England during the day. So that would be nighttime, late at night, your time?
That's right, John. In fact, it's actually well-timed for us in many ways because it does happen during the working week, which means that when we come home from work, so say around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the actual cricket game has just begun. So we get to basically stay home throughout the night and we can watch the entire games live. And we do get them. Our commercial television networks do carry the games live and also have the after-game previews. So it's really, really a national event. And you know what? It does become the topic of conversation. Australia kind of does stop for it, which is why, and I think this is strategically done, when we have the Ashes series here in Australia, we actually have it over the Christmas break, which is already a period where we have public holidays and most people are on holiday. Because you can imagine our national production would probably take a massive dip if we had Ashes here actually during the day, during a working period.
Now, there's a female team as well playing in England, I believe. They didn't play the last time because of the pandemic. This is the first non-pandemic Ashes we've had. Are their games also televised carefully?
They are, John. This is what's very exciting because we haven't seen a women's Ashes now for at least 2 years, and previously they weren't carried live, whereas this time they actually are. And the women's side too, they're no less competitive, no less exciting than watching the male side. But what I've noted in watching some of the women's cricket recently is that they – already have an aggressive stance in how they play. So I think because the women's league has never had that tradition of being conservative and having the slow burn sort of playing style, they're always very, very quick and very, very interesting to watch. So I think in some ways the Women Ashes series will actually be a Bazball versus Bazball series as well, but it's going to be in one of those ways where you can't quite tell whether or not they're going to employ full Bazball or they're going to go the other way and basically play conservatively, because the women in some ways too, they just seem to have a much more strategic edge. They seem to, for some reason, really play the psychological game on the field. So we get two lots of Ashes, John. I mean, this is an Australian's dream right now. Honestly, we're about to have the best 3-4 week period that of the year.
Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, my guide and coach for cricket. I'm just learning the game and I'm plunged into continental battle between England and Australia. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You're up, we're up, it's the perfect match. Now it's on you to make the right decision while you're scrolling in bed. Cool off with a refreshing large Big Gulp drink at 7-Eleven. Cold, refreshing, and made the way you like it. It's available at 7-Eleven and just 59 cents with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.